Good evening. This is Minister Anita Womble, and we are here for Connectivity Talk with the AME Connectional Day of Prayer. I hope everyone can hear me, and I hope everyone is able to log in. Reverend Hughes, are you on the line? So we are waiting for Reverend Hughes to get on the line. And we are going to move forward. Hold on just a moment. I am looking for Reverend Hughes, and I do not see her on the line. And so I am going to go to if you give me one moment, I'm going to try to find Reverend Hughes because she's going to kick this call off. And I don't want to move forward without her being on the line. So I ask your indulgence as we get this done. I know I just spoke with her not too long ago. I know she was trying to get on the line. So I am going to continue to look for her phone call. I know that the Lord has been good. I know that for those of us who celebrate Maundy Thursday, this is a day where we have to really do some soul searching in and of ourselves to make sure that we're not acting like the disciples were acting on this day long ago as Jesus was to go to the cross. So I'm going to ask that everyone will hold on for me for just a moment. Okay, Reverend Hughes should be here very shortly. And then right after she opens us up, we're going to be going to Bishop Mitchell. And then we're going to be going to Bishop Seawright. And so we'll be moving forward with both of them as soon as Reverend Hughes gets on the line. I praise God and hope that you all had a wonderful, wonderful day as we celebrate, or I should say commemorate, Jesus Christ and his road going to the cross by the way of the Garden of Gethsemane. And
Hello. 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 Hi.
Can you hear me?
Barely. I can barely hear you. Is this Anita?
Yes, and I can barely hear you, and I'm trying to get you on the line.
You're trying to get me on the line? Okay, I can barely hear you. You called me two times, and I kept saying hello. Could you?
Hold on. Reverend D?
Hello? Yes.
I can barely hear you.
That's, well, what do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. Do I need to just talk louder?
I'm going
to
try again. Ooh,
okay, I'll hang up.
I can call back the original number I gave you.
Okay, the number, the 646-787? Okay, I'll do that. Hold on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Brothers and sisters, this is Anita Womble again. I am so sorry. I have no idea what is going on. We have checked these lines and checked these lines and checked the availability and had not had any problems. Now, of course, we come in to on the live call, and now all of a sudden we can't hear anybody. We can't get anybody in. And I just apologize. I have no idea what's going on. We have worked this piece so many times and just cannot, but today, for whatever reason, we cannot get it to work. So we are, Reverend Hughes is still trying to get on the line. Some of the other bishops are still trying to get on the line. And so I don't know what to tell you other than I apologize. And this was certainly not what we had planned. This was not, didn't come up when doing all of our walkthroughs. So I do not, I don't know. And I've just called, hold on 1 second. Reverend Hughes?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can
Praise
you hear
God.
Me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
So it's taking a while for people to get on because I heard you apologizing about the difficulty we're having, but we just are going to go on. I'm just going to tell my husband, Pastor Hughes, to call Bishop and to call Dr. Wade. Just tell him to try to get on now. Dial the number again. Okay. Oh, my husband just tried to get on, Anita, and he couldn't. I got through. I don't know how, but you told me to hang up and call again. So we praise God. We know this is just a tactic of the enemy, and we are going to just be victorious. Amen? Everybody who's on the call, we praise God. We praise God. And so others are going to try to get on, but we wanted to begin. We're kind of like a little bit late, but we praise God. How many are on the call right now, Reverend Anita?
We have 50 people on the call right now, and we have, a lot more people trying to get in. And Reverend Hughes,
go ahead.
I talked to the company. And I have unlimited lines, and they cannot understand why I capped out. And we've had as many as 700 people. And so they're working to get more lines open.
Okay, well, I don't know how I know how I got through. We praise God. So you know what? Well, why don't we just pray right now and pray that the lines will open up. Let's just pray and people will start coming on. And that's what God's word says, you know, to seek him and to pray with him. He said, ask and it will be given, seeking shall find, knock and the door shall be open. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we praise God for that prayer still works. That's the theme for our AME Connectional Day of Conference Call. Prayer still works. And so, God, we believe in your word. We trust in you with all our heart, and we will lean not into our own understanding, but we will acknowledge you in all our ways as you direct this conference call. Father God, we come against any setback, any opposition, any manipulation in the name of Jesus, and we lose your spirit of clarity, of the ability and ease for people to join this call. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment we shall condemn, because this is the heritage of the saints. So, God, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, God, for people being able to come on the line because they know it is so important to seek you while you yet may be found. So we bind the tactics of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we loose your power in the name of Jesus over this line so people can get on. In Jesus' name, God, we give you thanks. We thank you, God, that you've already heard us. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise God. Pastor, were you able to get on? Okay. We're just going to be waiting for you.
Okay.
No, he was not able to get on. There's like three other bishops trying to get on, and my bishop is trying to get on. And so we were going to call them when we think so. Have them check it again, and we'll just be, guys, just be patient. Because it's going to be worth it. We know God is able. We know he, with God, all things are possible. But with man, nothing is possible. So we are just believing and trusting God to get us through this. Last year, we had some difficulties, too. And God, we overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we're going to believe the same thing on this day as well. So just bear with us, as Reverend Anita said. We are just going to just bear with it, and then hopefully other people will come on. Let's see. Right now, let's look and see who is on the line, who is able to speak. Is Bishop Mitchell, Michael Mitchell, able to talk right now?
Hold on. Bishop Mitchell? Let me see if he's on. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Nine.
I have a 904 number. I'm going to open it and see if it's him.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So he can come on now. And what about Bishop Seawright? His is a 301 number.
I don't have a 301 number.
Okay. Let's see if we have a 334 number, Presiding Elder.
Yes.
You have that. Praise God.
Yes.
So
I have 334.
Okay, what about a 512 number?
Yes. So do you want the
334?
I have Presiding Bishop Dr. William Wartford.
Oh, yes, that's Dr. Letitia Williams Wadford, yes.
Okay,
she's
I can open
so
her
she's
line.
Number three. Okay, so we only need the other one, Bishop Seawright. He's probably having difficulty getting on. He's doing the opening prayer and the prayer in support of Black Lives Matter. So we praise God that he will be able to get on. And we don't have his number yet, but we do have Bishop Michael Mitchell. So,
Bishop Mitchell, are you on the line?
It's a 904, but
yes, he is.
Okay. I have Bishop Mitchell. I don't have Bishop Seawright. And I have Bishop Williams Wadford.
Yeah, that's Dr. Presiding Elder Dr. Letitia Williams Wadford. Do you have Dr. Williams Raymond Bryant? His is a 512. 512. Okay.
Wait. I'm so frustrated, but this is a trick of the enemy.
Let him see us sweat. We're not going to let him see us sweat.
I'm from 10-1.
Is it Brian? Bishop Bryant.
Hello, go speak. Who is that? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just in Jacksonville, Florida, but I'm not Bishop Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
Just called in the line, but perhaps some of you who can talk can conference in somebody from your telephone.
Now, that's an idea.
Right, so call somebody you know and conference them there from your phone, and then they will be.
Okay. So, Reverend Hughes, do you want me to call in Bishop Mitchell?
Yes, right after I get on, we would like for them to hear the whole thing. Anita, will they be able to, is there a recording of this?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We praise God. So the 904 gentleman, who was that? Would you tell us who you are so you can come in and speak? And all the rest of you, if you can conference someone in on your call, on your line, please do so. I'm going to try in a second to get Dr. Wade on. No, I need to get my bishop on. So I will try to get my bishop on right now, and then we can move on, and we'll just flow. We're going to flow in spite of what's happening. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to get my. Go ahead.
I will get Bishop C. Wright.
Okay, if you can get Bishop C. Wright, I will get my bishop on the line.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to get him on the line right now, see if I can get him on.
Bishop C. Wright?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Bishop C. Wright on the line right now, and he has Bishop Mitchell on the line with him.
Well, let me see. Can I merge him in? Hold on.
I'm glad that worked.
Hey, Bishop Mitchell?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. I've just been merged onto the line. Prayer line, and I'm merging you in now, so we should be both on.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Reverend.
Did they ever start, though?
No, sir. We start, Reverend Hughes has been on, and she has been, and we've opened up the line for the bishops who are going to be speaking and the presiding elders who are going to be speaking first, and so we are just waiting for Reverend Hughes to get back on the line because she was going to try to actually merge you in, Bishop Mitchell.
Okay.
But since you're on now, I'm waiting for her to come back to me so I can let her know you're here.
Okay.
All right. Well, I better get myself back up then.
Do you still need us to pray?
Yes.
And praise God.
Okay.
I have Bishop
Reverend Hughes.
Yes.
I praise the Lord, everybody.
I have
Bishop Mitchell.
Okay.
And I have Bishop C. Wright. The presiding elder should be on the line, and Dr. William Raymond Brandt should be on the line.
Now, I know that Bishop Brailsford and Byfield was trying to get on as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anybody else who can conference in who's got an extra line, can they do it on their phone?
Who was it? Bishop was trying to get in.
You had Bishop Brailsford and Byfield.
Okay, I have Bishop Byfield.
I know that Bishop White was on, but he had to leave.
Okay, we apologize, guys. This technical stuff, but we just keep pressing on in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
All right. That's what prayer says.
Pressing on. And then I just need Pastor Hughes. Do you have Dr. Wade's number? Do you have Dr. Wade's number? Could you just call him and tell him we're still having difficulty? Dr. Wade, and he's got four other people that are trying to get in. Thank you.
Pastor Wade should be able to get in now.
He said Pastor Wade should be able to call him anyway, just to see. Okay, let's get started with what we have. We praise God. We praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship your name. We're going to begin now. Prayer still works, and I just want to introduce myself. Many of you know who I am, and I praise God to be of service to the AME annual Connectional Day of Prayer. We are so excited because our theme is Prayer Still Works, based upon Luke 18:1. Men ought always pray and not faint. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. We've been doing this since 2010. And we are so excited that we can do this again since 2012 on 2017. And so this has been an annual vision of Bishop Sarah Francis Davis, who was the visionary for this conference call. And so we are continuing to pray for our Zion. And so we're so excited. And at this time, Minister Anita is going to introduce the call to prayer.
Amen.
Bishop Ann Byfield is on. She just can't be heard.
Okay. No, I have her. I'm about to open her line. First prayer, call to prayers will be done by Bishop Michael Mitchell, which is from the 12th District. Bishop Mitchell?
Yes. Let me say as we do this call to prayer that it is no secret that if we as a people ever needed to be in prayer, then I believe that the time is right now, because all of us could agree that we're living in some troubling and difficult times. But the good news that I bring on this prayer call this evening is knowing that we as believers, that we know a God who still answers prayer. And as believers, we know that prayer does still work, that God is still faithful if we as his children would only be willing to put our faith and our trust in him. Therefore, I call upon each and every one of us today to continue to pray for the leadership of our church. I call upon us to pray for every congregation. I call upon us to pray for every member of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. I call upon us to pray that our churches will grow. But most of all, in these days and times that we now find ourselves living in, I call upon us to pray that our church will not lose faith, but that we will always know that prayer does still work. I call upon us to pray for our government, every facet of our government, because we know what is going on in our world from day to day. But we believe that even in these days and times where world peace is really needed, that if we call upon our God, that God is not so far away that he's not willing to hear our cry and hear our call, that God still holds this world in his hand. So I call upon us then to continue to pray, not just sometimes, but pray in season and out of season, knowing and believing that prayer does still work. Amen.
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 Thank you, Bishop Michael Mitchell from the 12th Episcopal District. Now we will have our opening prayer and the prayer in support of Black Lives Matter by Bishop Harry L. Seawright of the 9th Episcopal District.
All right, thank you. Thank you so very much for this privilege of prayer. As we come, let us now pray. Dear Father, in your name, we have heard the call for prayer, and we are so grateful for prayer power. We thank you for being a prayer-answering God, God who knows exactly what to do, how to do it, and where to do it. We are so glad that you are sovereign, that you are in charge, that you are in control. God, we thank you for the giver of life, the sustainer of life. We thank you from whom our blessings come. We are so grateful for the miracles you have brought as a result of prayer. Now, Lord Jesus, as we join on this prayer line, as we come together in corporate prayer as a denomination, we're asking your blessings to keep on being upon us. We come today because we realize that we are weak creatures, but you are mighty God. We thank you so much for the love that you have demonstrated to us by giving us a Savior named Jesus the Christ. And as we are now in this Holy Week, approaching Easter Sunday, Lord, thank you for the hope. Thank you for the assurance. Thank you for the power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that allows us to be victorious. You have demonstrated to us, you have shown us how we can be victorious every day in our living. We can testify this day that you are healer, that you are a miracle worker, that you are God who has opened doors and made ways out of no way. As we come this moment, Lord, we want to lift up the fact that black lives do matter. Yes, dear Lord, all lives matter because you are the giver of life. And, Father, we ask that you continue to bless us all by the power of your precious Holy Spirit. Yes. And we thank you for leaving us a comforter and a helper, a friend, one who knows exactly how to minister to us, and one who gives us the assurance that you love us. Yes, dear Lord, we are so glad that we know that our lives matter, that we are not just to be taken for granted, but that we are soldiers of the cross, that we are people of faith, that we are people who believe in your salvation. We believe in your glory. We know that you are more than able to do what needs to be done. We stand on your word as believers, God, believing that you are on our side, that not only are you on the side of the oppressed, not only are you on the side of those who are being shown injustice, but, Lord God, we thank you that you are right here for us as we are striving from day to day to be the people that you would have us to be. Lord God, bless all of the persons on this line today. Let us all realize how much we matter to you. But Lord, we thank you that you have no respect of people, that the same miracles you have brought for others, you would do it for us. But more than that, Lord, we thank you for your word that gives us the reputation of your word, that gives us the reputation of your standards, that what you have done for those all down through the years, you're willing to bring us through. Just like you did it for those Egyptians at the Red Sea, the Hebrew boys, Moses, David, and all the rest of them, that your love is everlasting, that you are still willing to do it for us. Thank you, God, just like you brought us through slavery, just like you allowed our foremothers and fathers to bear the heat of the field and all of the suffering of working in factories in the north. God, we thank you for how you have brought us to a pleasant land, a land floating with milk and honey, and help us to realize that we have all the rights and the benefits of any other people living upon this earth. Help us, Lord, to show and be shown that we are a people, that we are somebody, because we are your children, and you care, God. You love us, and we know that you will continue to open those. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Minister Anita, will you introduce presiding?
Yes. Our next prayer warrior will be the presiding elder, Dr. Leticia Williams-Wadford of the 9th District. Dr. Williams-Wadford, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
I offer you this afternoon this reading. Risen Christ, Lord of light, breathe on us this day. Inspire us with stronger faith to know our prayers are secret weapons to overcome the plots, the ploys, and the setbacks of the enemy in times like these. For we know that prayer still works. So we wait and listen to you this day, so that we might hear your voice through every prayer prayed and scripture read. Risen Christ, you conquered Satan 2,000 years ago, and we walk in victory today and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord. And now we will hear a prayer of praise and thanksgiving for the AME Church, Dr. Williams Raymond Bryant of the 10th Episcopal District.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for the life and the legacy of Bishop Sarah Francis Davis, who reminded us the church ought to always pray. We thank you for the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Thank you for every nation in which our banner waves and people gather in the name of African Methodism to celebrate Jesus. We thank you for every soul that has been saved, for every cup of rice that has been given, for every glass of clean water that has been provided for your people. We thank you that the sun never sets on our Zion, and you have allowed us to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to 6 continents. We thank you for every bishop, every presiding elder, every preacher, every layperson, every congregation, every mission, every circuit, every station, and every gathering place of your people. Surely you have been good to us and allowed us to spread all over the world the message of liberation and reconciliation. God, we thank you for Jesus as we remember him on this Maundy Thursday. We remember all that he went through in order to see us through these troubling and unprecedented times. Thank you for not giving up on us, nor leaving us alone, and blessing us in every season. And even now, we lift our voices in praise to you for your redeeming grace. And God, we thank you that prayer still works. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus.
Amen.
We will now have a reading from Reverend Gregory C. Nettles of the 12th District.
Praise the Lord. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The book of Psalms 28, stanzas 6 through 9. Before I read, Sister Anita, Reverend Sandra Whitley from the 1st District, I conferenced in, so she will be on the same line that I'm on.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, hear ye the word of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the sound of my pleadings. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. Though I am helped, and my heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Who save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Amen.
The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God that we have a bishop that is out of the country. We praise God for Bishop Ann Henning Byfield from the 16th Episcopal District, and she will be praying a prayer for forgiveness.
All right, thank you. Bishop Brailsford, I tried to comfort him and I couldn't. so someone can open up his line. Dear God, there are no words to express how saddened we are when we sin. We confess the words of Paul, if I do not do what I want, but do the very thing that I hate. So on this Monday, Thursday, oh God, we confess that we have areas in our personal lives and in our corporate church lives that we need to lay on the sacrificial altar. Forgive us individually and corporately for pettiness, misguided power, greed, manipulation, and anger which has turned into bitterness. Forgive us for our warring madness over territory and power. Forgive us, oh God, for not seeing the miraculous in our own churches, communities, and our lives. To stop believing in life and growth and health, that we can reach the world with the word. Oh God, forgive us that we neglect parts of our giant that we do not understand and do not receive. You are an all-powerful God and overcome the world. So God, overcome the 45th president, bring corruption, greed, power, racism, sexism, and allism to his knees before you. Forgive our weak resignation that there is nothing we can do. To transform our fears and anxieties and pain into a mighty spirit of authority and power and peace. And as you have forgiven us, we declare that we will forgive others. We will bless those who have hurt us. We release them to be healed by you. And in your word, we are healed. We are indeed our strength. And we cry the cry of Hosanna. Save us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Bishop Ronnie Braceford is on now.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Praise
Hello.
God. Praise God, Bishop. Praise God. Well, you'll be on pretty soon. And so right now we're on a reading by Reverend Dr. Roy Jones. Are you there, Dr. Jones?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came, said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. This is the word of God. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We will now prepare for drought and stricken flood and bombed regions around the world by Jackie DuPont Walker of the 5th District.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
A prayer for impacted regions and people. Dear Lord Jesus, we pray you. Praise you as one through whom all things on earth and heaven are reconciled through your bloodshed on the cross. God, we give praise and thanks for prayer warriors who stay the course day after day, minute after minute, second after second, telling the world that prayer still works and prayer changes things. Thank you for the grace and strength that you give us each day to live to your glory. Thank you, Lord, especially for the blessing of caring and praying for each other in each of the 39 countries where you've planted African Methodism, and beyond that to the entire planet Earth. On this Monday, Thursday, we are reminded of your humility in washing the feet of others and your admonition to love and to care as you prepare to sacrifice for us. Lord, we want to be just like you. In your name today, we pray for our children, our elders, our families, and all of creation that are suffering because we have been poor stewards of the world you left in our care. We are sorry for polluting the air and the water. We pray for our communities that are suffering from droughts, fires, and floods as the world changes, and those sisters and brothers who cannot provide and grow food and provide for their families. We pray for those whose livelihood is threatened by our assault on the environment. We pray for those who face death from hunger and starvation. And Lord, forgive us if famine has become normal, while others of us waste and throw away life-giving nourishment. In the midst of our daily lives and pressures, help us to make simple changes that will move us toward better caring for your creation and for all creatures. Bring forth the will to give up our habits which hurt the air, the earth, the water, and our fellow humankind.
Yes, sir.
Because every step we take to reduce pollution will help create a healthier and more just world for all of us. Every step we take to address climate change must be one in love and caring for future
yes,
generations, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and generations unborn who won't be able to breathe, to find clean water, or to maintain good health unless we do better. God, we know you have a plan for healing this earth, and all we have to do is be faithful and available to follow your command. And, oh, God, in the end, we ask for your strength and grace for each of us as we serve in your name, as we claim that faith the size of a mustard seed to move the mountains of greed, self-serving leaders, and self-serving agendas. And in the holy boldness of Esther, we stand to speak truth to power. God, with you and together, we cannot fail. We pray for all these things, giving you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jackie. Jackie DuPont Walker, who's our social action director, the Social Action Commission. So we thank God for that awesome prayer. Now we will hear from Reverend Dr. Rufus Mosley Jr. II from the Second Episcopal District.
I can't get on.
I'm on with you.
Yeah. Okay.
We staying on till 6 o'clock.
Got to be on the line. You got to get up. Be on the line.
Isaiah 43.
Oh, they can hear me.
15.
Yes, sir. We
hear you.
We read it.
Oh. Of course we're staying on.
I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes the way in the sea, a path in the mighty water, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished like a wick. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now spring forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The wild animals have will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. The word of God for the people of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
We will now have a prayer for World Peace by Bishop Jeffrey Lace of the 13th District.
I'm on if you can hear me.
Yes,
we
sir.
Can
we
hear
can.
You.
Very
we
good.
Can hear you.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. We lift up the leaders of nations and those who direct rebellion. Inspire them that your peace may be established. Convict them of the necessity to pursue righteousness. Annoy them with a sense of the inevitable judgment they will face if they frustrate the rise of your peace. We take responsibility as individuals just as we have executed those authority. Forgive us for our failures and the lapses where we have personally and corporately serve your peace on earth. Almighty God, anchor our hope and peace in our faith in you. Strengthen the witness of faith by revealing our trust and protection as you deliver us from the passions that lead us to violence. Give us daily bread and grant us the mind of our enemies. Enable us to see that you provide our every need to help us vocation. Help us wrestle with the vestiges of privilege and keep us from the fruit of oppression. Nurture knowledge and understanding. Establish the canopy of peace above all the earth with the pillars of clear communication, empathy, and compassion. Deliver us from selfishness. Mold us to be the stewards of power for the sake of executing your will, not the wielders of power to satisfy our ego. Save us from materialism that keeps us striving for that which is not a part of your plan for our well-being. Remove the bloodthirst of militarism from among the mighty nations of the world and those who struggle to serve. Bless your world, O God, to embrace your rule and the kinship of all humanity. Let the structures of race, sex, and class fall, so your peace may abide among all people in every land. Hear us in the name of the Prince Jesus. Amen.
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 Praise God.
And
now, go ahead.
Reverend Hughes, we didn't, Reverend Dr. Roderick Beelan,
yes?
Is not on the line.
He's not on the line.
No,
could you see if you could connect to 901-690? Is it on? 901-690? That's our backup.
No.
Okay.
I have a 901-237.
Okay. Do you have a 202-549? That's a backup.
You said 202?
Uh-huh.
I have no 202.
Okay. Well, I will read it. I wish we did have Dr. Beelan. He is not on. So I will read that scripture. We have five backups, but we praise God. We just move on. And the reading after that awesome prayer by Bishop Jeffrey Lee of the 13th Episcopal District, the reading follows as such, Isaiah 52, 6 and 10. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, in that day, they shall know that it is I who speak. Here am I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels, lift up their voices together. They sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Amen.
The word of God today.
Amen.
Amen.
We will now have a prayer for Haiti, Syria, the Coptic Christians in Egypt killed, man who shot his wife and children in San Bernardino, California, murders in St. Petersburg, and the 15th Episcopal District turmoil and corruption in the government by Reverend Dr. Mary Miner of the 5th District.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
Let us pray. There is trouble all over this world. Children, there is trouble all over this world. God, we lift up the country of Haiti to you. We pray for healing of its citizens and land from sickness and disease. God, you are a healer. we believe you can eradicate cholera and cancer. We believe you can bring peace in conflicting, confusing conditions. God, we lift up the country of Syria to you. God, protect victimized innocent children of atrocious, cruel, and tragic acts. God, pacify mourning mothers who grieve in anguish the loss of the fruit of their loins. God, pilot frustrated fathers who fight seen and unseen enemies as they protect their families. God, teaches how to make beauty out of ashes left by destructive bombs and senseless violent deeds. God, we lift you up, and we lift up the Coptic Christians of Egypt. We lift up domestic violence. We lift up mental illness and domestic and foreign terrorism of all forms. We rebuke bombing, bullying, and all types of brutality. We pray for victims and attackers. We pray for innocent bystanders injured by bullets and bombing, voter suppression at the ballot box, conscientious stupidity and indifference. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. God, we lift up the people of the 15th Episcopal District of the AME Church. And God, we seek to make their presence known in South Africa and Angola and Namibia. We claim authority over corrupt governments and government officials. For God, you are sovereign. So God, show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. Ain't gonna lay my vision down. Children, ain't gonna lay my vision down. Therefore, Lord God, we come to you casting our cares on you because you care for the least, the lost, the languishing, the lonely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. We will now have a reading by Reverend Dr. Sandra Whitley of the First Episcopal Church. Reverend Sandra Whitley, are you there?
Someone announced early on that she was on phone on their line.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise God. Reverend Sandra Whitley, we know you're on the line. We can't hear you. It sounds like she was trying to get in. Minister Anita, is 617-312 on the line, 0957?
No.
Okay.
Hold on.
And Minister Anita, could you read that for her, please?
Yes, certainly. And it reads, when all these things have happened to you, the blessings and the curses I have set before you, if you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and return to the Lord your God, and you and your children obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, just as I am commanding you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you, gathering you again from all the peoples among whom the Lord your God has scattered you. Even if you are exalted, even if you are exiled to the ends of the world, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. The Lord your God will bring you into the land that your ancestors possessed, and you will possess it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. The
Amen.
Word of God to the people of God.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Praise God. Since you read that, Minister Danita, I will introduce A Prayer for Justice by Reverend D. Albert Kirk, 1st District.
Reverend Hughes, I do not have him on the line, but I do have a 202 telephone number on the line. Is that a backup?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get to it real quick.
Praise God.
The 202 is gone. Do you have another backup?
Let's see if you can get 618. Do you have a 618?
I'm looking.
Okay.
I was 615. I do not.
We could use that one. What is 615? That noise?
615.
Okay.
I think the 615 may be mine.
It is. That's also that's Althea Williams. From New Way Church.
Number?
Is she 615?
712-1055.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Is that yours, Bishop?
No, that's not mine.
No, that's not a backup number. That's not a backup number.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is I'll do a prayer for justice. It's kind of out of line, but I will do it so we can flow. We praise God for Reverend D. Albert Turk of the First Episcopal District. And so, Father God, we just come to you this afternoon in California and tonight in the Eastern Zone. And, God, we know that you're everywhere. And so we know, God, that you're a God of justice. You're a God of equality. You said in the United, this United States is a land of liberty and freedom for all. And so, God, we speak that over this nation right now, that justice will roll down from the top to every state, every city, Father God. We pray for justice in the police department. We pray for justice, can you believe it, Father God, in the judicial system. Father God, we pray for justice in our governments, Father God, in the governments and capitals of every city, that you will prevail in justice, God. So we ask that you would open up a door, Father God, that your justice can flow through for those who have been pushed aside, Father God, for those who are on the border, Father God, for those who are poor and neglected, Father God, for our people, for our African-American people in the ghettos, Father God, of this nation. God, we pray for justice. God, we think of what happened in Ferguson. And God, we ask that it would not happen again. We think of what happened in New York with Eric Garner, Father God, who was just killed in chokehold, Father God, in front of all of us, Father God. We ask for justice to prevail in the police stations, Father God. We ask for those people who have been guilty of crimes, Father God, that you would bring it to their remembrance, Father God, and they would say, I am guilty as charged. Father God, we ask that spirit of truth would come through in the name of Jesus for our country, God. We have kind of gone off the path of justice and liberty for all. And so, God, we ask that you would bring it back in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that we can stand here and believe and sit here and be on the phone from all over the country and know, God, when we ask a thing, you will hear us. You will incline your ear to hear us, God.
You said in your word, ask and it will be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Let justice come in to these United States, God.
Yes.
Let it come in. Let it roll like a river, Father God. Let it move in our hearts and our spirits. Let it move in the police department. Let it move on our officers and officials and senators and congressmen and congresswomen. God, let them be able to make the decisions based upon justice. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for what you're already going to do. We thank you that you've already heard us, Father God. And so we just give you honor and glory as we think on Jeremiah 33. Call on me, and I will answer you, and I will show you things you don't know. So thank you in Jesus' name. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. We now would have a reading by Reverend Caesar Richburg of the 7th District. I do not see the Reverend on the line. It's a reading out of Amos 5, 21 through 24.
Do we have a volunteer on the line? It's okay. If somebody else would read it for now, who's on the line? Could you read that for us?
This is Michael Mitchell. Michael Mitchell, I'll read.
Thank you.
Amos 5:21 through 24. I hate, I despise your festival, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your song. I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like water, righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Anita, can you block that out?
Yep, I'm doing it right now.
Thank you.
That should have done it.
Praise God. Praise God. I will go ahead with the prayer.
We have a prayer of employment by Presiding Bishop Melanie Valentine. I'm sorry,
yes, I'm here. Yeah,
amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
We can hear you.
Okay, all right. You have reminded us, O Lord, that in our distress we must always call upon you. We're even more so reminded of your power, your glory, and your dominion. As we reflect this holy week upon the awesome meaning of salvation through your Son, our precious Lord Jesus the Christ, we believe that in all things our unified prayers to you will not return void. Now we offer up to you, O God, our earnest supplication regarding the matter of employment, so we may serve your purposes while still here on this earth. For certainly, Lord, we are living in some uncertain days where clarity for an honest day's work and fair wages for many has long been replaced by greed and a complete degrading of life's most basic of standards for far too many of us. And even in a nation that has been the most blessed of all, these United States of America, we continue to look around and bear witness to all those who yet remain marginalized by the distress of prolonged periods of unemployment and the humiliation of economic disaster in their lives in far too many cases. We are hard pressed on every side. But we are not crushed only because of you, Lord. We are grateful to hear statistics about the drops in rates of unemployment. Yet we know that for African Americans, the rate is still twice as high, particularly for black youth. There are still increasing numbers of underemployed workers who are struggling with low wages, occasional or part-time pay that simply does not help them make ends meet nor provide adequately for their families. And thousands more who have completely dropped out of the total count because they have not been employed for such a very long time. So, dear Lord, we are perplexed, but not in despair, because we know you are our shelter in the time of storm. And, oh, dear Lord, we pray for those more than a million or so poor migrant workers each year who often get abused and held captive under the shameful facade of employment that turns out to be nothing more than human trafficking or modern-day slavery. So please, Lord, bless those who have been displaced, mistreated, abused, neglected, overlooked, and trampled upon. Help us all to become delivered from the twin demons of pride and insatiable greed that got us into this position in the first place. Grant us mercy, the strength to accomplish, and the blessing of open gates of opportunity for full and gainful employment and enterprising success for all those who are both willing and able to work. For we know that you know the plans you have for our future and for our hope. Plans to not bring us harm, but for us to prosper and for hope based upon your will and your way. This is our prayer through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Reverend Hughes, we do not have Reverend Covington on the line.
Okay. We don't have Reverend Covington on the line. Okay. Do I have someone who would volunteer to read Proverbs 3:1-6?
I'll just volunteer to read for Reverend Covington. I know he was having some problems getting on the line, so I'll just read for him, if that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and abundant welfare they will give you. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. The word of God.
Amen.
For the people of God.
Thanks.
Amen.
Thanks be to
God.
Thanks be to God.
Reverend Hughes, we have about 7.5 minutes left.
Okay. Well, we can quickly, let's see who's here. Is Presiding Elder A.D. Tyson III online?
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, could you pray? And then after that, Evangelist Dr. Valeria Ellerby Slade.
Let us pray. Father, I stretch my hands to thee, no other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and this opportunity to share joys and concerns with you. You are our mighty God who continues to provide for us despite our failings and insufficiencies. God, I need you to know that I love you and I'm grateful for the many blessings that you bestow upon me and mine. Now, Lord, I bring before you the concern that we as a church have for the propagation of the gospel. Help us to share the good news of Jesus the Christ and the love of God with the whole world. God, as we look at the world in which we live, we know that if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need you now. God, with wars and the threats of wars,
crises of one sort or another, with humans failing each other on every front, with elected leadership that is selfish, arrogant, insensitive, and threatening, we need to share God's love by our love, deeds, and actions. Help us, O God, to spread your gospel message throughout the world that peace might reign supreme. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 And now we will have a reading by Evangelist Dr. Valeria Ellerby Slade of the 4th Episcopal District.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
We can.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. The commissioning of the disciples. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of God.
Amen.
For the people of God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you,
God. We now have a prayer for children for Pastor Sylvia Jones. Pastor Jones?
Yes, I'm here. God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you this afternoon, first of all, we want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for being able to come and just lay our cares at your feet, God. We know that this generation, our children, our youth, and the generation that we call the millennials, Lord, we know that you created them, and when you created them, you had a plan and a purpose for them before the foundation of the world. You already knew the magnitude of the difficulties that they would encounter. We know, God, that this generation will have an amazing impact on our world. We pray, God, that they are encouraged to pursue you with a greater zeal and a passion than the generations before them, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you protect them on a daily basis with others. As the children go to school or go out to the playground or others go to work and interact, place godly teachers and mentors in their lives. Give them the wisdom in choosing their friends and bring people in their lives who will point them to Jesus Christ. We know, God, that with the way that things are today, that systematically, oh, that the enemy is behind this decision to, the enemy seeks to kill, steal, and destroy them. Give them a hunger for righteousness so they can see through the enemy's. God, we place a hedge of protection around them, Lord, so that nothing evil that's aimed at them will prosper. And we bind those things that come against them, those things that are not of you, God. And as it's bound on earth, it's bound in heaven. And then we loose the power of the dead blood of Jesus Christ. Cover them, Lord. Lord, we ask, God, that you give them a heart of obedience and a heart of love so that they can seek you, God. And as they seek you, that they follow your way. Lord, show us how to train them. Show us how to mentor them. Show us, God, how to let them know where they came from and where they should be going. We thank you, Lord. And now, God, as we end this prayer, we ask, God, that you nurture the soil of their hearts and grant them a greater sensitivity so that their spirit, that they may grow in knowledge in the grace of Jesus Christ. I thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Bless you, Lord. I magnify your name. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
We pray. Amen.
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 We have about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Is Bishop McKinley online? Bishop White is gone.
Bishop White,
we only have Bishop White, you're online?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Could you close this out? I'm sorry, you guys. Because of the problem before, I thank you guys for being on there. You were touching and agreeing, so please forgive us. Bishop Ronnie Brailsford, we thank you for being on the line. We thank you, Bishop Few, for being on the line with us. And we thank you, Clady Davis, for being on the line. And so, Bishop Wright, would you please close us out? Benediction.
Let us pray. The Lord bless us and the Lord keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord bless our going out and our coming in henceforth and evermore. Amen.
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 Praise
God. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Amen. Praise
God. All right. God bless you all.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you too, Bishop.
Thank you, Bishop White.
You're welcome.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Go
Let
in
the
peace.
Church say amen. Minister Anita, are we done?
We are done.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you guys for all participating. And Reverend Anita would like to say something to you all. Say whatever. Because she's the one that.
Hello.
Hey, Rod.
Yeah. Hey, Harry. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Because I tried my best to get on there and couldn't get on.
I know. If Michael Mitchell called me. No, who called? Somebody called me and got me out.
It might have been, was it Ann Henning? Byfield? Was it Byfield?
I think it was Mike Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
No, sir, it was me. It was Anita.
Oh, Anita. Okay, thank you. That's right, it was you. That's right. I was talking to Micah. Okay. Yeah. And
well, thank you. Thank you for conferencing me in, Bishop C. Wright. I appreciate it. Well, we'll talk later, okay?
Okay, God bless y'all.
All right, God bless you. Thank you now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.